I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. by attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, There stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided. I listen to the voice of the universe as it speaks within me. It is the voice of truth, and it guides me unerringly along the path of my life. Somewhere deep within me, in the perfect bud of my soul, there stands an immobile universe where all things and all law lie revealed. I reach within to this place of peace and quietness. I listen to the voice of my heart. I close my eyes and sense a living, breathing universe dwelling within me, and I dwelling in it. I am one with all people and all life and all things. I move in accordance with divine law. All the limitless power of creation is mine to draw upon, for it is in me and one with me, and I am part of it. The answer comes with the question. The path is lighted with the first step. The way is cleared with the looking. The goal is in sight with the desire. I know that I am fulfilling the fondest wish of God, for I place myself in His hands, taking each step of my life boldly and strongly. For it is God who prompts me, and God moves with sureness. I see tomorrow, for I know today, and this day is father of tomorrow. The things of my life are the children of my thoughts, and my thoughts of today are even now bearing the children of tomorrow. All that is good I desire. All that is evil I refuse to accept. By attaining, I do not deprive. All that is and ever will be is available to every man. He need only ask, and it shall be given. I bind myself to the power for good that surges heavenward all around me. The limits and inhibitions of my past are gone. Each day is a new birth of my soul. Each day is another step on my journey to oneness with God. I do not seek, I know. I do not strive, I am guided.